Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. This is the show where we aim to make you a more intelligent real estate investor through these changing times. And we've got our Q&A episode today where we answer your questions. So you are able to leave us a voicemail question by going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Again, that's morrisinvest.com/Clayton and leave us a voicemail message. Try to keep it to like 30 seconds or less, asking your real estate or tax or investing related question, and we will attempt to answer it here on the show. I think we can all learn from really interesting questions, even if we think we have it all figured out. It's always better when we sit back and listen rather than doing the talking ourselves, right? All right, we've got three great questions today on the show, and I want to play our first one. Our first one is from Jared. Jared, take it away.
Hi, Clayton. Big fan of your show. I had a question. A property was recently transferred over to me from my parents, but they are still using it as their primary residence. And I wanted to know if it's a smart idea to tap into that equity to purchase a property for myself. My biggest concern are the high prices right now, and nothing is pushing me to purchase. I'm happy to rent. But what do you recommend?
Okay, thanks, Jared. So a property for you to use as an investment property to tap into that equity of the home that has now been transferred to you and your parents are living there and you can take some of that equity. First of all, again, I'm not a financial advisor. I am not a CPA. I'm not a lawyer, but I can just tell you that any time that there is equity sitting in a property that you're not tapping into, you know, that's a huge mistake. Look, let me just tell you something. If you get a chance to read a couple of books, about the current financial situation, I would recommend a book called The War on Small Business. And once you realize that, you know, the deck is really stacked against small business owners, small-time entrepreneurs, it is really in favor of these big multinational corporations. It's really in favor of these massive banks. Just look at what happened during the pandemic and these massive protections and billions of dollars being funneled to these big banks. They are the enemy. Let's make no mistake about it. The U.S. massive banks and its collusion with the Federal Reserve are basically a criminal syndicate. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. They absolutely are. And when you read this book, The War on Small Business, you realize they are run like a cartel. So now if you have the opportunity to use the bank's money, other people's money, but specifically this cartel that has been given billions of dollars by the U.S. government and U.S. taxpayers. And if you're not taking advantage of some of these things, even like the small scraps that the rest of us get access to, then I think you need to get your head examined. I mean, I would absolutely suggest taking the equity out of a property, finding a bank that's willing to give you 2-3%, 4% interest and giving you a check or giving you a home equity line, a home equity line of credit that you can take and then invest in and buy other rental properties right now. Look, I know you're concerned about the current prices and yeah, certain markets are in sort of bubble territory, but then I would take that money and reposition it in other markets. I mean, that's why we build properties in West Texas, because it's one of the best real estate rental markets in the country. So if you take that equity out of your parents' home, that's now your home, and reposition that equity somewhere else out of state, it doesn't have to be in your backyard. So you're probably looking around your neighborhood kind of with, I don't want to say with blinders on, but you're kind of looking around your neighborhood, seeing prices in your neck of the woods. And I can tell you, as I've done many, many videos here on this channel, the best rental properties are not in your backyard. So I want you to start thinking differently about it, right? You've got an asset. You can pull the equity out of that asset in the state you live in and then reposition that asset and equity, reposition that equity in the form of other purchases, other assets in other states, tax-friendly environments, landlord-friendly states, or even out of the country. I mean, let's not think so small here, right? I mean, buying gold, buying silver, buying precious metals and real estate and taking that away out of your state, out of your backyard, away from the federal government, away from these criminals on Wall Street, and you know, and being smart about it. So absolutely, if you can hear the passion in my voice, I've just reading this book recently and reading a lot of deep dive economic treatises lately on how the Federal Reserve and the collusion with the big banks, if you're not tapping into some of this, where they have just walked all over people and you can actually get some equity out of your home and reposition that to start producing cash flow for you every month, take advantage of that, my friend. Take advantage of that. Why should we leave it to these Wall Street fat cats to do it, right? That's my humble opinion about it, Jared. But boy, it sounds like you're in a good position. Yeah, to tap into some of that equity, get a home equity line of credit, and then buy rental properties in another market in some of the landlord-friendly states in the country. Again, we have great articles on our website. If you go to morrisinvest.com, we have great articles and resources to show you about some of the best rental markets in the country. So thank you for that question. Our next question comes to us from Kevin. Kevin, take it away.
Hi there. With interest rates going so low, I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to refinance and then buy another property. At the same time, I'm curious, how do you do this again and repeat that on the second property? Do I refinance the second property to get the third? Love to hear your thoughts on repeating the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. So what Kevin's referring to is the snowball method. Absolutely. You know, buy, rinse, and repeat, right? There's different ways to do it if you're going to live in the property. And so you could buy, you know, it's the Burr method, buy, renovate, refinance, repeat. But if you're not living in the property, yes, absolutely. Finding a property that is appreciating in value and where you're able to tap into the equity in that property, even if it's a small amount that enables you to get enough equity to make a down payment on the next one. Let me give you an example of the properties that we build with our team at Morris Invest. So we're building about 500 homes, you know, it ranges based on the year, but about just say 500 homes, single families and duplexes. Okay. And if you're let's say you're buying one of them for $200,000 and you're putting down, you know, you have the down payment amount. So you're putting down 20, 25% down and the bank is carrying the rest. Well, because we're seeing such great appreciation, but also your tenants are paying down your debt on the property and you're building up that equity, within a short amount of time, a year or so or less, you have enough equity and capital to be able to rinse and repeat and put another down payment down and pick up that next property. And you might not even need to do a refinance. So you may find that there's not really much reason for you to do a cash out refinance or even a home equity line of credit on the property. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, because you have enough capital coming in cash flow from a tenant in a property or a duplex. So let's take one of our duplexes that we build. You're looking at over $3,200 a month in cash flow. You know, think about that per month. So think about that at the end of the year, what you're looking at as far as cash flow. And now you've got that additional cash in the bank that you can use as a down payment on your second property and then rinse and repeat and into your third property. So there are a number of ways to do it. Yes, you could build up the equity. And then, of course, you've got the appreciation also because prices are going up. Values on properties are going up. I have a friend right now who's building a property. And even though they're not even done building the property, it's already appreciated up like 12% beyond where it was. So I mean, just they haven't even moved into the property yet, and it's already appreciated so nicely. We have a lot of clients who we work with who are under contract to close on one of our new construction properties, and then the bank does their appraisal. And since the point at which they sign the contract or purchase agreement and go through that process to closing, it's already appreciated. So they've actually had a built-in equity before they've even closed on the property. Now, I always say, you know, appreciation is icing on the cake, right? It's not why we invest. We invest for cash flow. Appreciation is nice icing on the cake. And in this market, yes, we're seeing greater than normal appreciation rates. Great. You can't always count on that, but wonderful. Take it. I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. So you have this appreciation and you have a tenant now paying down your debt on the mortgage, increasing your equity position. This, of course, is why we look at internal rate of return, IRR. We've got full videos here on the channel on internal rate of return. I suggest you go and check it out. But again, so now you've got that equity being built up, plus you have the appreciation, and then you can do a refinance or a home equity line of credit on your first rental, Kevin, and then taking that equity, even if it's a small amount, I mean, you know, $50,000, $60,000, that's enough for a down payment on your second one. And then that's how the snowball process works over and over and over again. Let me give you another scenario. I don't really recommend it because it's a full-time job. But a mentor of mine in New Jersey many, many moons ago, I'd say 15 years ago now, he started out He bought a duplex as his first property. It needed a ton of work. I think he bought it in the neighborhood of $80,000 or $90,000. It was basically a teardown. He didn't tear it down, but he did a full renovation on the property, put like $150,000 or so into it. He got financing to do this initial first property, spent the 6 or 7 months doing the renovations, hiring the contractors, doing all of that legwork. Not easy. Okay. Again, this is a full-time job if you're going to be a flipper in that way. And then he did a refinance based on now the new position of this house being renovated. He's able to pull out a nice, bigger equity position because it's been totally renovated. And then he was able to rinse and repeat, and he went into a second renovation. So he was a renovator and a buy and hold renovator. And he has over 2,000 doors doing it that way. But he's very focused. That's his full-time job. He'd be out at job sites every day. So in lieu of that, buying new construction and doing that way would be my advice. And looking at increasing that equity position with your tenant and then using the bank's money for a refinance and pulling that equity out plus appreciation and rolling that into your second and third property. Exactly how I do it and exactly how so many other investors do it. So thank you for that question. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why America's number one meal kit is HelloFresh. I love how easy HelloFresh makes it. I mean, look, the holidays are hectic, but HelloFresh helps keep things simple with recipes that cut back on all that meal preparation and all the cleanup, so you can spend less time in the kitchen and more quality time with friends and family. I don't know about you guys, but right now, this time of year, we've got school concerts, we've got days off for in-service days, we've got random people showing. It's like a mess right now, this time of year, right? And so you don't need all of that extra drama. And that's why HelloFresh offers 50 different menu items and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, gourmet options. So you get plenty of variety shipped right to your front door. And I got to tell you, with all of the prices on inflation right now skyrocketing, you're going to save over an average of $65 per month when you use HelloFresh instead of going to the grocery store. They have these numbers figured out, folks. You're saving a ton of money instead of going to the grocery store. Instead, all of these fresh ingredients are sent right to your front door. Then that way you don't even have to worry about putting on a mask and going to a grocery store, touching carts that other people have touched. And then you're also going to save money. Like, it's a no-brainer. It really is a no-brainer. So I absolutely love HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/investing14. You're going to get 14 free meals right now and 3 free gifts. That's right. So go to HelloFresh.com/investing14, the number 14. And use code INVESTING14 when you're checking out for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. I just love saving the time around the holidays. It makes it so much easier. Wife, family, spouse, partner, they're all going to be happier when you've taken all of the stress out of meal planning. Again, please check it out. Go to HelloFresh.com/investing14. Use the code INVESTING14 to get up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Our thanks to HelloFresh. All right, our next question comes to us from Juan. Juan, take it away.
Hey, Clayton, how you doing? This is Juan Ramirez. I'm calling from Japan. I'm in the military. Recently, I got a home equity line of credit for $100,000. Now, my question to you is, what is the best way for me to start using this money? I've heard of the Burg method. And I'm planning on retiring in 4 to 5 years. So I'm trying to make the best, smartest decision to invest this $100,000 into real estate. Hopefully within the next 5 years, you know, I have an extra passive income of like between $2,500, $5,000 a month coming in. Hopefully by using the Burg method. If you can please let me know what's the best way so I can get started. Thanks, Clint.
Thank you, Juan, and thank you for your service and being over there in Japan. I have a couple of military friends who are moving to Japan as we speak. They're Marine Corps pilots. These guys are amazing. So thank you for your service. We're actually going to be visiting Japan. Maybe we can, we can meet up and you can show me around in the not too distant future. So that is my next big trip, is to visit Japan. Okay. So $100,000 home equity line of credit. You are in Japan. You're going to be there. You're going to be at least overseas in some capacity, 4 or 5 years until you retire. Now, this is not money that you're looking to buy as a place for you to live in, because you have a, you'll have a VA loan opportunity. There's no reason why you need to worry about that just yet. You'll have a veteran's loan that'll be fantastic for you at 0% interest rate, or a 0% down. I'm sorry, 0% down plus very, very low interest rates. So on a VA, you're going to be fine. Don't worry about your primary residence if you're going to buy something eventually. Now, as far as an investment property goes, again, I'm going to stop apologizing for using the properties that we build at Morris Invest as an example, because to me, we do it the best. So I'm going to be damn proud about the projects and the properties that we build and the team that we have in place. I would say most of our down payments, the cheapest properties that we sell, a down payment is going to be around $35,000 to $40,000. Okay. So when I hear that number, $100,000, the immediate thing that I think of is that's two down payments for two brand new construction rental properties in the best rental market in the country, in West Texas, in the most landlord friendly state, with the, with a tenant already in place and cash flowing, with a team that we have that's full service that will handle everything for you. We work with a lot of members of the military, and we're able to help you get everything set up and taken care of. So again, that would be, that's sort of my first thinking. Now, if you don't work with us, fine. But what I would consider is you need to be hands-off, okay? If you want to start creating that, you know, with one of our duplexes, that's like $3,000 a month, $3,200 a month in cash flow for one of our new construction duplexes. So two of those, you're looking at over $6,000 a month in cash flow, all taken care of for you. So I would encourage you, being away from the United States 4 to 5 years, you want to be working with a full service team. That would be my suggestion. This is not something that you're going to want to be dealing with phone calls, you know, in the middle of the night, from something you're having to deal with from a, you trying to manage a property yourself and deal with all of that from the United States while you're in Japan. Again, I'm not a financial advisor, but there's no way that I would want to deal with that while you're out there serving your country, dealing with that back home. If not though, I would seriously, you know, find the best rental markets in the country. If you don't work with someone like us, zero in and understand the best rental markets in the country. We have a lot of resources here on the channel and on our website to help you in that direction. What do we look for? So if you're going to take that $100,000 and reposition it somewhere else, and maybe you want to do a renovation project yourself, that's something to consider. Again, the things you want to look for the best rental markets in the country: job growth. Okay. Texas. That's why we're so bullish on Texas. It's because it's so it's the number one state in the country for job growth. Why? Because of taxes. I mean, guys, it's very simple to see. When you have lower regulations, lower taxes, you're going to have a better business environment. Just the way it is. And so businesses moving their headquarters to Texas, okay? And you have lower regulation. So if I've got a tenant squatting my property, not paying, and we need to go through the eviction process, it's going to be way easier in a landlord-friendly state like Texas than it would be in the state of New Jersey or New York or California. Forget about it. Okay. These are states you want to avoid at all costs for investing, in my opinion. When you have a tax environment in California of 12%, when you can literally move your business from California to Nevada and dramatically slash your business taxes, I mean, how is a state like that going to keep running, right? They just continue to milk their citizens. And that's why so many businesses are leaving. Why did Tesla just pick up their headquarters and move to Texas? The same reason. Why is Apple building its new huge headquarters in Austin, Texas? The same reason. So from an investment perspective, follow the money. We want low crime. Again, West Texas. We want great school districts where we build our properties. We want great contractors. Texas has some of the best contractors, and we've worked with a lot of them. Great property management and a diversity of jobs. So again, Juan, wherever you invest, I want you to consider those things. I want you to make sure that you're not buying into some sort of a bubble market. You're not buying into areas where the job growth is declining and people are leaving and crime is going up and taxes are going up and property taxes are going up. Like, these are all sure signs that your area is on the decline. I mean, again, why are so many people moving from New York and New Jersey and moving south? There's a reason for it, because of taxes, because of bad business environment, because of regulations. So, you know, $100,000, in my opinion, would be, you know, two down payments on new construction rental properties that are in good school districts and are going to have great cash flow. I would avoid those things where you jump on Zillow and you find some crappy property that you think is super cheap and it's been sitting on the market for over 100 days or longer. Something's obviously wrong with that property, right? And so you're going to invest in that, hire contractors. Good luck finding contractors in this environment also. I mean, it's a huge job for you to undertake. So again, either working with a realtor who can find you an investment property in the town that you want, or working with a full service team, that would be my suggestion. Just some things to think about. And again, like I said, we would love to work with you, but if you do it on your own, think about those things, about job growth, crime, diversity of jobs, all of that. Very, very important for you to have a successful investment so you can produce that cash flow and enjoy the rest of your life. You know, after you served your country, now you should be able to sit back and have that cash flow coming in for you. So again, thanks for your service, Juan. We really appreciate it. And I know how difficult it is, I mean, to be around the world like that and serving your country. So thank you so much for that. So if you have any questions you'd like to enter into our system, we'd be happy to answer them here on the show. Just go to Morris Invest. That's our website, morrisinvest.com, M-O-R-R-I-S, invest.com/Clayton. That's me. And that'll bring up a little voicemail button. Leave us a 30-second voicemail question about your struggles in real estate or investing or just getting started, and we will attempt to answer them here on the show. Now go out there, everyone. Take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build and protect your wealth. We'll see you next time.